can see clearly.
So with LASIK, the way we do it today, you can have the gift of near and far vision and rejuvenate your eyes and have the vision you had pretty much like you did when you were 25 years old.
LASIK comes about it today.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, man. No, keep the applause down. It just freaks me out when I hear it. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa for evening.
Konnichiwa.
Very happy to be here. We're a little bit tardy in the recording, but it doesn't matter. Want to know why? Because it was worth the wait. Why? Because of my knotted jelly sweet. Look at her. She's goddamn gorgeous. Melissa Whitney, everybody. Big hand. What are we going to do today? A couple things. First, bar hopping with the Ivies. Some people have never come home from that. Assembly Bill 402, really should be Assembly Bill 420, a little bit of Vegas weather information, and a viewer comes of age. I'm so proud.
Which
yes,
one?
I can't tell you who, but first, a huge hello to our monstrous live chat audience. And of course, our live chat over there. That was live audience, live chat over here. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you forget. By the way, today's over and under, and I'm going to hit this bitch. 45. 45. I woke up this morning and I had nothing. And you will see that we had nothing for this whole show. I literally woke up, I'm like, I've got nothing. I don't know what we're going to talk about. And Melissa always says the same thing. Oh, you'll be okay, honey. I love you. Take out the trash. And then I say, I still don't really have anything, but I know
not,
45. So far, we're at 3 minutes exactly.
But that's
I've
never,
got 42
never
minutes, and we're almost done. We're really seriously almost done with the show. Okay,
I
here we go.
I just want people to know you say that every week, and sometimes we go an hour and 15 minutes.
But usually, I have a lot of stuff.
He'll be like, "We don't have anything to talk about," and I'll be like, "Honey, we went an hour and 15 minutes today."
This will be 45 minutes. Count on it. Plan on it, people. All right, here we go. Let's talk. Ready and begin.
Oh, hi.
Hi. So, this past weekend was a lovely weekend. First of all, weather, beautiful.
Ooh, it was, spring's here, right?
Spring has sprung. It was, what do they call it? The Irish thing, St. Paddy's Day. And so...
You know what I like? What's nice is we moved the clocks forward a couple weeks ago.
Just checking the time.
We moved the clocks forward a couple weeks ago, so
right.
I'm loving that.
Oh,
it's light out. It's light out,
like
sort
that.
Of, when I wake up, and it's light out. Well, if I leave work at a decent time, it's light out when I get off work.
It was light out yesterday after Talktails. We left and it was light out.
And it's lovely. The temperature is lovely. And at lunch, people like get to take their lunch, or we're eating outside at lunch.
That's nice.
And as you know, because you called to go to lunch today.
I did, because I'm the best husband
you
ever.
Yes, and you even texted me, but I didn't.
And what did you say?
I can't.
I'm sorry, Scott, who?
I can't have lunch today, I said.
You said you're eating
lunch.
At your lunch because you are doing the work. So what do we do for the weekend? We did a couple things. First of all, we went over to our friend's house. They live on the lakes, a real nice house, you know, lake stuff and water, and we had some green beer.
The lakes is a community. We don't mean Lake Las Vegas.
Right.
The lakes is a neighborhood community kind of over by Summerlin.
Yep,
and they actually have a little tiny water. It's only about, what, 3 feet deep?
3 feet in front of them, but it's a little bit deeper out in the middle. It's actually, it's huge. We spent an hour or so, I think you said 2 hours once, riding a boat all the way around it. So it's actually a pretty groovy place.
But people might think it's like a lake, like
it's not
Lake
like
of the
Las
Ozarks.
Vegas. It's not like Lake or Lake Mead. It's a man-made lake. It's a nice little neighborhood, or a big neighborhood. And so we went there and had some fun and drank some green beer and talked to some people. And we had your favorite thing in the world, Jello shots.
Well, I don't know that it's my favorite thing, but we go to parties at these people's house a lot, right? We go to their parties a lot, and Martina makes the best Jello shots. I don't know what it is, but when I go to their house, I want to have a Jello shot. Almost even before I get to their house, I'm like, Jello shot, bring it on.
And we've decided that, and she actually kind of invited herself, but she didn't have to because we were going to invite her to anything that we ever do. She said, hey, I will always
her.
Bring.
I actually invited her. She invited herself.
She did. She said, no, she actually said.
She volunteered to bring the Jello shots.
Right. And
yes.
I'm like, you're in. Now, my question to you, this came up during the
party. She said
the party.
She wanted to make sure she secured an invite.
That's what it was. She was real sweet about that. So Jello shots, Jello and alcohol, I understand. But then the conversation came up of Christmas Jello shots, and we were stumped.
I wasn't
stumped. What would be a great Christmas Jello shot? What would be the combo? Right? Now, we were stumped for a while. You said you did have an idea. What was your idea?
No, I just said straight away, I said, oh, gosh, you know, at your Christmas party, this is how it started the conversation. I said, oh, my gosh, Martina, at your Christmas party, you guys could do shots around peppermint schnapps.
Right.
Or cinnamon schnapps.
But then what would you combine?
So that led to the conversation of what would you use as the base?
Boom, I knew the live chat would get into this. God bless.
So this is what we used as a, so we were walking, we were talking about how she and I love Jello shots. We always, as soon as she sees me, she's like,
boom,
Jello shot. Great. So we do a Jello shot. We usually do several while I'm there. And so I was like, oh my God, Martina, you could do peppermint schnapps and cinnamon schnapps Jello shots. But then I was like, oh, my God. She loved the idea. But then we were sitting out on their deck, and we were talking, and I said, oh, my God, what would you mix it with? Because it's always Jello.
Right.
And you came up with a good idea.
Which was?
Pudding.
Pudding.
Chocolate pudding.
Right. So chocolate pudding and, so already, cream de mint. That'd be good. Right?
Well, it doesn't get thick. It has to be something
that
gets thick.
No, the pudding and, so we were talking about, so pudding is one way of doing it.
But what kind of,
cream de mint is a liqueur. So it'd be chocolate mint.
Yeah.
Right, and then you said it was.
But the problem is, what do you use as a base?
Oh no, I'm saying chocolate pudding is one of the bases.
Yeah.
What are other bases for sure? I would like to know that. But the alcohols you were saying was, you're saying what was it, your alcohol choice?
Peppermint schnapps.
Cinnamon schnapps. Right. We've got eggnog. I'm not sure.
Ooh, I don't know about that. There's something else called hot damn.
Hot damn.
It's like a cinnamon schnapps, actually.
All right, cream de mint's a good idea. So that we got to figure this out.
But what would you use as a base besides
pudding? Is there a clear base?
Well, we were saying, is there a flavorless
Jello? That'd be the first question. We don't know. I like to think there probably is.
What about marshmallow cream?
Marshmallow cream?
So because it's kind of thick, I wonder if you could just take some booze and stir it in there. Would it absorb?
Harden? But it's gotta be hard because what you do with a Jello shot, you do this and go and pop it in usually, right? So if you do that with cream, so same with pudding actually, it wouldn't look very good. People got brown crap.
Well, you would just slurp it in.
I think there's gotta be a Jello. There's gotta be a flavored Jello that we can add to a minty thing.
Do you think there's chocolate Jello?
I don't think there's chocolate Jello. But like even like a berry. Is there a berry that goes good with mint?
Well, we were talking about cherry, maybe.
Cherry, maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Meringue.
Maybe the chat can Google.
Cranberry Jello. Cranberry is holiday-ish.
Yeah, and then what
cranberry
flavor
and mint.
Of booze? No.
Doesn't mix, according to the live audience.
No, you can't do that.
So then you could do like any kind of booze, any kind of rum. A rum would work. Hot-buttered rum. So rum would work with that. Cranberry and rum. Vodka, cranberry vodka, and if I have a urinary tract infection, I'll feel better.
So cranberries or pomegranate, if they have pomegranate flavor, but I just mean like peppermint is very Christmassy and cinnamon is very Christmassy, specifically.
More, I think I like.
You know, how do you mix those with something with a flavor?
So I want to know because we're going to do this. We're going to have a huge party. We're going to invite everybody, and probably not. We're going to invite a few people. We'll invite everybody in the live chat who has a colored name.
And if we don't have, maybe we could invent
cranberry orange
chocolate Jello.
And cinnamon. Christina and Brad are saying. Cranberry orange, that must be the
Jello
part.
That would be almost like maybe like a mulled wine.
And a cinnamon, is there a cinnamon liqueur?
Yes, the cinnamon schnapps.
Schnapps. Okay, so cranberry orange and cinnamon. And everybody
Wouldn't
with a colored name
like a mulled
in the live
wine,
chat will
almost?
Be invited to our amazing, huge Christmas party that's going to feature nothing but amazing Jell-O shots. Isn't that nice of us to
I
do
did
that?
See online, you can there's like recipes for like margarita flavored shots.
There we are.
And you know, you can do fancy ones, but I thought. Anyways, we went on a whole thing about
shots. So that was
shots.
Good. And so then we decided, hey.
And you had the green beer.
I had a green beer, which is beer with
do you
green
think,
food coloring
did,
in it.
Did you have green beer?
No,
Jacob, did you have any green beer?
Drink.
Nope. Mm.
So then we decided, you know what we need to do? A surprise inspection.
We did a drop-by. Like we were food inspectors.
We're like the people who do that stuff, whatever they're called. Surprise inspection, food inspectors at a little place called Wicked.
Health inspector.
A little place called Wicked Pizza. Wicked Pizza? Who is that? Well, our good friends David and Alicia Ivy have gone into the entrepreneurial waters
restaurant,
head first.
Restauranteurs.
And they are now restauranteurs. There's their website, wickedpizzalv, I think it is, .com.
I like the logo.
Las Vegas.
LasVegas.com. And that's actually, if you click the menu, you can see their menu items there. The menu is still, I mean, the menu is up and running. He's got lots of good stuff there.
Is this their final? Because I know they've been...
We're tweaking a little bit, I think. But it's good. It's a fun menu. Got some good little comments in there. So we decided to head over. Now, this place is at the Underground, which is on what street? Decatur.
Decatur.
South Decatur. And I have, I think I've driven by the Underground once. And it's, you know, kind of gothic, and it's got creepy shit.
Has a big ghoul, like, on the sign.
It's kind of creepy, and, you know.
And it's a standalone building.
Right. Yes, yes. So it's got that kind of a, you know, haunted, I guess we can call it a horror thing. So you walk into this place, and there is horror paraphernalia everywhere. Dead things,
mummies,
and ghouls, and mummies, and scary
coffin.
Stuff, and scary stuff, and spiders coming out of the mouths of skulls
Lots
on the video.
Lots of skulls.
And in the back is a restaurant, which is now Dave and Alicia's. And so we decided to show up and just pop in and see what they were doing and what was going on and order a pizza, and we did. And it was really fun. First of all, their place is huge. The restaurant part of this thing is, I don't know, it's the
restaurant in the bar, are you talking about back where they cook?
Yeah,
the
where
kitchen?
They cook. It's huge.
The kitchen.
It's huge. The kitchen is huge. The bar, by the way, is a pretty neat bar. We've been to, I would compare it, well, I initially wanted to compare it to Count's Vamped, which is that rock and roll bar off of Sahara.
It's not really like that, though.
Well, let me do it. And so why I compared it because it had that kind of a rock and roll-y, heavy, blue, dark. It's all black on the inside. You know, the walls are all painted black like the studio, and my heart. And but I will tell you that the layout of this bar, of this restaurant, well, the bar, is much better than Count's Vamp, I thought. Because they've got a little stage where bands play, a place where people can watch that, and then the bar is in line with it. So you can be in the bar and watch the band without any problem. You can't do that in Count's Vamp. It's really hard to do that. So.
See, I always think that Count's Vamp is more like a, I always think of it kind of as a rock band, pretty straightforward rock band, biker, heavy metal, like that kind of a place. And when I went into Underworld, I felt like it was more of a, of course, we've not seen a band there, so that may sway my, you know, overall feeling or vibe I get, but more of that sort of spooky, you know, versus metal biker.
Okay. But I'm just saying from a performance perspective, from being able to watch the bands from the
way
bar.
Way better.
Can't do it at Count's Vamp. You can do it at the Underground. So we ordered a pizza. We ordered the, actually bring up the menu again. What's it called? The Angry Tiki?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Hang on
called?
One sec.
So it's basically it's a Hawaiian pizza, right? The ham and the pineapple. And he had some sort of secret spicy sauce.
Which he really wasn't disclosing to us.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell us. Which is probably a good idea. Actually, it wouldn't matter because I can't remember shit, so it wouldn't have matter anything. Where is it at? The Angry Tiki, there it is. So there's some sort of spices, and I actually asked him to make a kind of, you know, what do you call it? The annoyed.
We said irritated.
Irritated.
Alicia called it the irritated tiki. And it was still pretty spicy. It was a very good pizza. I'm pretty impressed. So they get their dough from Boston. He's you know, it's fun to watch Dave because he's really proud of the dough and he's real proud of what he's doing. And it's nice to see anybody, any entrepreneur dig what they're doing. It's especially nice to see a good friend feel that way.
But you know what I loved about the dough is it stays, it's the perfect combination of crispy and chewy. And that's the trick with thin pizza, right?
Great point.
Because in the middle, you get thin pizzas. I've yet to have a pizza in Vegas where the middle of the pizza isn't just a big soggy mess. This pizza, you know, it was crisp all the way through,
yep.
Thin, but when you bite into it, it wasn't like eating a cracker.
Right, not cracker,
it was chewy,
which I don't like.
And it was good.
Nice, doing a good job. Christina has a great question from the live chat. Is it family or non-family during the days? They're actually pushing towards being more family-friendly.
That is a good question.
During the days. As a matter of fact, when we got there, which is about, it was probably about 4 or 5-ish, so it was still before it becomes a raging, actually that night it was going to be an EDM bar.
I think it was later. Band. I think we got there about 6.
Okay. But there was a family there, a family of 9.
There was a family and they had kids there.
And they were playing, you know, basically Sinatra-esque kind of Vegas-y kind of music. So I think they're making a concerted effort to do that during the day, to draw more people in there during the day, and then go back into whatever it is they do. They have different themes every night, EDM music, you know, goth music, whatever.
And EDM stands for Electric
Dance Music.
Daisy
thing.
We left there at 8, and at 8 they were just starting to switch over the music.
Yeah, and so we really liked the pizza. I had some the next day. They also do sliders that we've heard is amazing. So we're going to come back.
Well, we're going to do a full review after their grand opening.
Their grand opening, I think they have it on their website, is the 30th of this month, April 30th, which I think is a Saturday.
March 30th.
Or March 30th, I'm sorry, which I think is a Saturday. And so we will go and check those guys out. But yes, they do have wings, Christina.
They do have wings. They do not have nachos, which is funny because you know the Ivies love them some nachos. But they do have chicken tenders, I know. They have sliders.
Right. And
I hear the sliders are amazing. I've not had them. I am a huge pizza fan. I really want to go back and try another pizza, a different kind of pizza.
Yeah, me too. God bless her little hearts.
We will, right? We're going to go back for their open house.
So we went there.
And there's lots of booths, too.
Yeah.
Lots of seating.
Yeah, that's the other thing. A ton of booth-based seating, which is my favorite seating. So then we decided.
And the guys who own it, we were talking to the guys who own the bar area.
Yep.
Super nice guys.
Nice guys. One of the guys is in a band with Dave called Kid Cocky.
They both are. Both those guys are.
Both the guys in the band?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Kid Cocky, which is a Kid Rock cover band. The one guy is Kid Rock. I don't know what the other guy does. Dave plays drums in the band. Anyway, so there you go. But then we decided, all right, our plan was just to go have a little pizza and then go, you know, leave. But we got to talking. Oh, geez, I almost forgot. So there's 2 million people who live in Las Vegas. So we get there, and guess who else we see?
Guess who shows up? Comes strolling in.
Boom. Camera 5. That's who shows up.
You mean 4.
Or 4. Maybe camera. There it is. Hey. There it is.
Jacob
Cannon in a world as upside down as this one. No wonder you're so smart.
Easy.
So Jacob and Sally show up. I'm like, hey.
They've been doing yard work all day. They come
Jacob and Sally and Scott and Melissa and Dave and Alicia. We're all hanging out and just eating pizza and talking and having some fun.
It was a spontaneous gathering.
It was. And then after all that, then Jacob and Sally had to take off. It was about 8 o'clock or so, maybe a little bit later. And Dave and Alicia are like, so what's going on? I'm like, well, I don't know. What's going on? Well, let's go out and, you know, grab a drink or so. I'm like, okay, let's do that.
And I thought we were having one drink.
Yeah, that was
this
the plan.
This is the problem.
Yeah,
this crew.
So the first place we headed off to was a place that Dave really wanted to go to. It's called Bar 702. Now, these guys.
This was going to be a local bar night, though.
Yeah, we're going to just do all local bars. We're going to go on the strip. So Bar 702, which was off of, on Spring Mountain by Polaris. Now, this bar was once called the Sand Dollar Blues Lounge, and they were on this TV show called Bar Rescue.
So really?
And so it turned into Bar 702.
As part of that show?
That was what happened as a result of this Bar Rescue show.
They became
Bar 702.
Huh. I didn't know
And
that.
So Dave was telling me that. He's like, let's go check this place out. And this is why I love Dave. Dave is so funny. So we go walk in there.
He stands by his convictions,
he does.
Doesn't he?
There is no getting around this particular conviction. So we go walking in there. There's nobody in the bar. It's 8:30 or whatever it is.
Which
I don't know.
Early
it's
by
early
by Vegas time.
So we walk in the bar. There's nobody in there. You can kind of get a look inside. It's nice. And if you look at the menu, actually, if you look at the website, you can see the pricing there is pretty reasonable. I mean, you're looking at $4 or so for a beer, draft beer. Their headliner drinks are 6 1/4. I mean, that's reasonably priced drinks, right? We walk in, we take two steps. The guy says, there's a cover charge, $5. And Dave didn't even breathe. He just said, nope, I ain't paying to drink your beer. And he turns around and walks out. And that was it. So we decided, well, I guess we're not going to be drinking at bar 702.
It
I don't care what
funny
bar risk you did.
I hadn't
we're not
even
going.
Gotten inside yet.
No, it was like Scott and Dave and then Alicia and Melissa. It was like this. Now.
I can't even
and
tell
we
you
just
what.
Left. I can't. It's crazy.
I can't even tell you. How did it look inside?
I couldn't remember. I think I saw some, you know, gambling machiney things and some lights. I'm like, well, this looks like, what David? We're leaving. Ah, crap. All right, so we left. That was it. I have no idea what it's like. Could be great. Could be shit. I have no idea.
But do you think they had a band there? That's what the guy, I did hear the guy kind of shouting out to Dave something about there's a band or something.
Right. And I think actually Dave said, I'm not going to pay you to gamble on your machines or something like that. I think that was his line.
Right, right.
Now Sammy's on the live chat. Hey, what's going on, Sammy? She said that the Sand Dollar bar was a cool bar. Yeah, that's it. Yes, there's a bar there, a band. I guess, and I was saying, I guess they didn't learn from the makeover. Well, they didn't learn David's story, which is, I ain't paying a cover for anything. And we've seen him do that a couple times. And he doesn't even think, well, it was a $5 cover. I mean, if you and I walked in, then we'd be like, well, whatever, here we go. Nope.
But he, you know.
I loved it. I loved it.
He wasn't going there to see the band.
Right. No, yeah, it was.
So that's the thing. Like, funny. If he was going there because he was a big fan of the band, right. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. But he was just looking to go someplace because he wanted to have a.
Right. So then he says.
You can see how bossy he is.
Well, I can't. What else do I want to do? Just kind of pull you up and you're going to go, what are you doing? So then he's like, okay, I saw this other bar. Clearly, Dave has got Bardar, which is bar radar. He sees things that I don't see, or anybody sees really. And he's like, there's a new bar called Midtown over on Desert Inn. Like, let's go there. Like, okay, we'll go to Midtown. So we get in our cars, we head over to Midtown.
We're still not going home though. You see this?
And we're
off on the adventure.
Right? We're also not going in the right direction. We're going away from our home. We're going to the east side. East side. I'm crunky, by the way, unless you're wondering. Scott's got the crunk going. All right. So we go east side. So we go on Desert Inn, which is, you know, we go underneath the strip and we come back up. And it's this bar, and it's a brand new bar. You know, it's been there for a couple months, the guy told us. Walk in. Hey, it's a really nice little bar.
From the outside, we're like, hey, we don't know. Kind of sketchy.
Right. And that's the inside.
Isn't it so? Doesn't it look so nice?
It's
and
nice.
It was really nice on the inside, right? It's a standalone building, also.
Yeah, it's a little building. And it's a little bar. I mean, that it wasn't much
so
there,
nice.
And
the
there
guy
weren't
was
many
so
people
nice.
There.
Well, we
guy
were early
was nice.
Though.
Right? Yeah, it was 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever. So the guy was very nice, and it was probably 9:30, 10. And as you can see from the look of that photo. It's got that kind of, you know, the leather, and they had a bunch of leather booths.
Urban, metropolitan?
No, but it's kind of a pretty good, positive look. Yeah, it could be. And they had a bunch of booths that we sat in on the back of the place. They
Real
also
clean
had
lines.
Yeah, they had a pizza place attached to it as well. So it was fun to watch Dave and Alicia go through the menu and go, well, I see what's going on here. The beer, $7. Oh, wait, it was six. Wait a minute. It was $7 for a drink, I believe it was. And Dave thought that was a little high for an off-strip bar. And I think the beer was maybe, I had a light beer. It's like $6 or something like that.
Did you see in the back on the way, like, did you go to the bathroom? Back on the way towards the bathroom, they have a whole wall that looked like they were going to fill it with wine bottles.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, almost like they're going to try to make it like kind of like a wine bar kind of thing. It kind of had a wine bar vibe to it, too.
They also had like a barista thing in the front, the very top, very front of the room. When you first walk in, there's that little coffee area right when you walk in.
Well, on the menu, I can't read the screen, but do they have breakfast items on the menu, I wonder?
Do we see a menu on that website, Jerry?
I see a menu, but it doesn't really break everything out. Hang on one second.
I wonder if
hot food.
My hypothesis
coffee
is
coffee bar. There it is. So they have a coffee bar down there.
See, because some people maybe I think they're trying to make it like
coffee
the neighborhood place
nothing.
To hang out. You know.
Yeah, it could be.
And two, I think there might be a lot of people that walk there probably to get down to work at the strips, and you know, people are going to stop on their way and get coffee or whatever, maybe. Or they're going to hang out there and have coffee.
All right, so we're there. We had a drink or two.
I liked it, though. Did you?
I did, too. But Dave was like, let's go. I'm like, God, no one.
Well,
no wonder they do a show called Pub Crawl.
What do you mean? We had a couple drinks there.
Yeah, two drinks. He's like, but he was ready to go. Let's go somewhere else. He goes, I can get, basically, I want trees. Cheap or drinks cheaper. I'm like, well, okay, let's go. So he goes, I got a place called
again, still not going home and going further,
right,
going
farther
in
away
the wrong
from,
direction.
From our house. So then we went to the next place, was a place called Champagne's Cafe, which I had never heard of before. And I mean, like,
do they have a picture of their sign? That a great
I do
sign.
Have, I have a picture of the sign. And,
have you heard of this place, Maxine?
I never would have gone in this place, and I mean, never. There
look at
it
that
is.
Sign.
I mean,
isn't that a great sign?
That sign's from, what, the 50s?
It's been
the 60s.
Around forever.
Yeah.
And inside?
Craptastic.
Craptastic.
Just craptastic.
Smoke-stained wallpaper.
Yeah, the wallpaper was like that, you know, that kind of velvety stuff that you see in the Haunted Mansion. It was like reds and yellows. Well, it wasn't really reds and yellows. It used to be reds and whites. But after 20 years of smoking in there, it was literally reds and yellows.
Probably.
But you could go into some areas where you would see the original color of the white. I'm like, ah, it used to be a white wallpaper. And now it's all yellow. But it was packed. Now this is, actually when I walked in, I thought, is this an Irish bar? I don't think it is. But holy crap, they were doing the Irish thing in a big way. St. Patrick's Day, please. It was huge. They were giving out shots of Jameson.
They had the Jameson girls
there. Jameson
there.
Girls running around giving. At 11 o'clock, everybody got free shots. And if you bought
there's
a shot, you got a T-shirt. I mean, there were, and it was packed with people. And it has what I would argue is probably one of the best karaoke ideas ever. And that is, you can't hear the karaoke people singing. There's so much other noise going on. So if you suck at karaoke, but you really want to get up there and sing, go to Champagne's Cafe.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they have karaoke.
I think I did not have enough cocktails. It was, the karaoke to me was painful.
Oh my God, you are
it
such
was,
an
I'm
person.
Telling you, it was, and I usually like karaoke.
Oh, Melissa.
It was painful and so incredibly annoying, I can't even tell you.
Okay.
It was annoying. Now, the bar, like if you like craptastic total dive bars, this is the place to go.
And
like,
cheap.
Totally cheap.
Four and a quarter or so.
And usually Dave says there's not many people there. Like, usually he's like, even when we pull up, he's like, why are all these people here, right? I mean, he was really surprised.
Yeah, right.
He said, like, it's always, like, good service and, like, the bartenders are always really nice there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going there expecting a certain, you got smoke stained walls. You know, it's not been updated in a long time. They still have the old tap on the wall. Like the old tappers and stuff.
Right.
So if you're into that kind of environment, that's the place to go. It's cheap drinks. But the karaoke was excruciating.
I couldn't hear it because we were yelling and singing along with them. That might have been it.
Yes.
That was it. Alicia and I were screaming at the top of our lungs, singing with these guys.
I was
great fun.
The designated driver. It was so completely annoying. I can't even tell you.
Okay, so
the
far.
The thing that was good, that are
you would think that we were at two different places.
Well, I think.
Jackie wants to do karaoke.
There was a reason why I was the driver.
We'll do karaoke. I wasn't. What are you talking about?
No.
I was fine.
You were a little less fine than me.
Oh, for God's sake.
But listen to what would happen. I've never seen this. There's the karaoke guy. How would you describe the karaoke manager?
Oh, he was awesome. He played fiddle. How
he
many karaoke
did?
Guys? He was a good fiddle player. He's loud. He's having fun. And he was an older guy.
He was like, great. Would you say he's in his 50s?
Yeah, sure.
And all of a sudden, he would jump up on stage with whoever was doing karaoke and break out an instrument.
It was awesome.
So he'd jump out and start playing the fiddle.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a violin. I mean a fiddle.
Yeah.
And he was pretty good. And then he'd jump out and he'd play electric guitar.
Yeah.
He would just all of a sudden jump on stage and start
it.
Playing.
That's great.
So I did think
it's
the karaoke guy. The
karaoke people.
For sure. Because the karaoke was absolutely so horrible that even I would get a standing ovation there. And we already know that my karaoke, my singing, I get kicked out of Rock Band when I sing in Rock Band. We already know that I'm a horrible singer.
All right, so
the singing was Crotrax.
No,
but so I did have a great.
The live chat really wants to have us to do a meetup, an in-house karaoke contest special. Doug wants that. Jackie wants that. Everybody wants it. I get that. We'll do it at this place because it'll be great.
Well, and we should do it at. I do agree. That would be.
And they're saying that they think we're going to hit the over. I'm at 30 minutes 17 seconds. There is no way I'm going to hit the over on that.
Yes, you will.
No way. Okay, so that's it. Then we took off home and we went home and we had visions of karaoke dancing in our head. The next morning, we all felt good because I did not drink too much.
That's correct.
That's good. All right, next. Hey, real quick, if you want to get high, you can go to Colorado, you can go to Washington, or maybe Nevada.
Did really?
You know? Yes. The legislator is introducing Bill AB 402. Now, shouldn't that be AB 420? Get it? Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
420 is like code for marijuana.
I know. Why did they pick 420?
I never. Does anybody know what 420 means?
I thought it was 320 because of
it's
the
420.
Time. 420?
Yeah, it's 420.
Is it a police code?
I don't know.
Is it? I thought it was like the time you were getting out of school. That
420?
Doesn't make sense.
I have no clue.
420 so late.
But that's what it is.
I have no idea.
Anyways, thanks for that. Whoop. Anyway, so AB 402 should be 420. They've introduced it in the legislature.
Did this just happen?
I just saw it today. And the intent, actually today was the last day to put anything in for the 2013 calendar. So yes, it just happened today. They expect to increase tax revenue by $500 million. Right? And I want you to guess, did you look at that?
A little bit.
Do you know what percentage of Nevadans support? Damn it. All right, I'm gonna ask the live chat. In your estimation, what percentage of Nevadans support legalizing marijuana? This is a question for all of you people. What percentage of Nevadans support the legalization of marijuana? And we've already got guesses. Sammy says 59%, Huey says 38%, Christina and Brad, who clearly get high, said 75%, Doug said 50, Jackie said 36%, and the answer is 56%. Of Nevadans.
I say, people, do you know we are in Nevada? Come on, we're gambling.
56. I would have thought it'd been a little higher, actually.
Excuse me.
And so here's the question. So basically the law states that if you have to be 21 or over. You can't drive high. but you're allowed to have 1 ounce. You're allowed to have 1 ounce of marijuana, and that's illegal. So Jacob and I were talking before the show, and we're like, well, wait a minute.
How much would that be? Like one joint?
I wouldn't know. Yes, one joint sounds about right. That's more than one joint. An ounce is like, you know, I don't know. It's more than one joint. It's a couple joints, probably, I would say. Actually, I don't know how many that is. It's been so long since I've done that. I would not know. Anywho, here's the question I have. So you're allowed to have 1 ounce, and that's okay. My question is, who is selling this? Who sells this and creates this tax revenue of $500,000?
When I had to get off the freeway, there was a thing for Dr. Feelgood or whatever that person, Dr. Reefer.
But if that guy actually existed and he actually was planting and growing his own pot, he would be distributing. He would have more than an ounce in his possession, which would be illegal. I didn't see anything in the article that said you can sell it also. So Jacob thinks, and I think he might be right, that the government will sell it. The government will grow it, and the government will sell it. That's what he was thinking. What do you think of that? That's how you get the tax dollars. You pay the government for that, as opposed to paying somebody.
Well, you get tax dollars because they're going to charge tax sale.
Right.
So I mean.
My guess is who gets to be the planner?
Did you read the bill?
I didn't read the bill. I read the article and didn't say anything about who gets to grow this stuff, right? And by the way, 15 to 25 joints per ounce, and that comes from, of all people, Ira. Wouldn't have guessed that one.
What do you mean? He's with the police department.
Oh, that's a good point. So no no Bogarting.
I
wonder who's going to sell it.
Well, I'm sure that the bill says who's going to sell it.
Yeah, well, I want to find out. I'll find out, and we'll learn who's going to sell it. I'm curious about that. Anyways, what's your belief on, do you think that marijuana should be legalized here in Nevada? Jackie says 15 to 25 ounces, joints in an ounce, no way. No way.
I don't know.
You don't have an opinion, or you don't want to tell your opinion?
No, when have I not wanted to tell my
because
opinion?
Because of your work, you don't want that to be out there.
Oh, well, I've never even smoked a cigarette, so I'm not worried about what somebody might think of me, but I don't know what I think of it, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to give that some thought.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Let them smoke it. Announce. I think we spend too much time legislating people doing, you know, what they're going to do anyways. Just, you know. Actually, the article had a great point. We're putting 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds, whatever, in jail. We're running around chasing guys for smoking an ounce of pot. Really? That's what we're spending our money on? Let them get high. Not a lot of people get high and hurt somebody. Almost, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard a story about that. You see a lot of people getting drunk and hurting people. You don't see a lot of people getting high and hurting people. So let them have their ounce. What do I care? Make some
money
to the state.
That's the thing. That's the point, right? Like, if you can alcohol is legal and you can get drunk,
right.
And you know.
Jackie says if they legalize it, I'd smoke a bowl. Atta girl, Jackie. All right. So that's it. We're all going to get high with Washington and Colorado. Life is good. All right, we're going
to
take a quick break.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
And we'll be right back. This is the Vegas Video Network on the Living in Las Vegas podcast show extravaganza. We'll be right back. This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from... You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene. All right, 9 minutes. Ready? Here we go. It's time for another Favorite Five, ladies and gentlemen. Favorite Five! That's a great jingle. All right. Today's Favorite Five, as you can see here by the wheel of Favorite Five, is weather. Favorite things about weather, winter and summer. Let's do it. Wait. I did that wrong. One of the things, we're gonna spin the wheel. Damn it! I'm a little verklempt because I've only got 8 minutes to do this show. We're gonna try that again. Hold on. Hey, let's find out what our favorite five is today. That's what I meant to do. Here we go. Oh, what are your favorite things about winter and summer? Good ones. Let's start with winter. Okay.
For the
life of God, we don't like winter.
I do have a couple.
No. You don't understand.
Have any favorite
the
things?
Joke has written nothing for winter.
Okay.
What is it? Real fast.
Flannel sheets and the fireplace.
Flannel sheets and fireplaces. Okay, let's talk about summer. God damn it, I'm going to screw this thing up again. All right, the line might move to 50.
What was this?
All right, quiet. Quit talking.
This line's perfect.
Stop talking.
Come on.
Stop talking.
38.
All right, summer. Favorite things about summer. Number one favorite thing about summer. Boom. Pool season starts in April. We almost started it in March.
You were tempted.
I was. It was 90 degrees this weekend. Of course, the pool was, 30, whatever it was. So it would cost about $100,000 to heat the pool, so we didn't. But pools, April, check your phone. April, it'll be 90s probably. Oh, so happy about that.
You're right.
Pool season. Love pool season. First thing. Second thing, nighttime strolls on the Strip. When it's 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, just hanging out on the Strip and not having to worry about being cold or having to bundle up or bring an extra jacket or a sweater because you're going to be too cold. And you can wear, little sundresses and not worry about being...
I wear a little sundress.
You do.
I look
the pink
stupid.
One is stunning on you.
I look crunky. I look crunk in my pink summer dress. Yo, that's what the kids say, crunk. I still don't know what the fuck it means.
They said that about 5 years ago.
Doug, no, they didn't. People are crunking now.
What are you talking about?
Jacob tells me people crunk now. People are crunking now. There's a record out right now called Crunk Rock. Right now.
He is correct.
Boom. By the way, Doug wants to see.
Is he making fun of old stuff?
No.
No. Doug wants to see pictures, I'm assuming, of me in my pink dress. Oh, Doug, you scamp, you.
If he goes back a few episodes, right, he can see you in your...
Doug, have you seen me in my leopard skin thong?
Thong, 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 thong.
Thong, thong, it says Siskiyou. Or Cisco. Whatever. I wish these people would spell their names correctly. Right, and Kronk with the... Okay, anyways. All right, so pool starts in April. Nighttime strolls, 80 degrees. So lovely. Number three, Devil's Margaritas at the Vegas Video Network, Whitney Villa Place. I said that better. Devil's Margaritas at the Whitney Villa Pool. Whitney Villa, what's Whitney Villa? Well, it's probably the most exclusive happening place ever. Does it have a website? Probably. Oh, look at that. A real website for the Whitney Villa. Edibles, swimming, libations, the strip. Welcome to Whitney Villa. Devil's Margarita, probably the best party drink ever. And I'm going to tell you how to make it real fast because it's so groovy. Right, ready? Here it is. It's called Devil's Margarita because it's got three ingredients, 666. Six parts of each ingredient, right? 666. Devil. Get it? Clever, right? But we double it, so it's easier to do. 12, 12, 12. So you're going to do 12 ounces of that frozen limeade stuff. And you start with that. So you take the frozen limeade, you open it up, you plop it in like a tub or a bowl. We use, what are those things called?
Tupperware.
Tupperware. So 12 ounces, which is what the can is, 12 ounces in the tub. And it comes out, right? It makes that sound too. And then 12 ounces of beer. Guess how big a bottle of beer is?
What kind of beer, too?
I use Coors Light, because I'm trying to watch my weight, right? Because when you think of an alcohol drink like this, you want to watch your weight. I use Coors Light. So 12 ounces of Coors Light. Guess how much a bottle of beer is? 12 ounces. Perfect. Boom. And then the third one, 12 ounces of tequila. Now, I'll tell you, that's more tequila than I usually put in, because that'll stop your heart. So I usually put in about 10 ounces. And how do you pour it? You pour the tequila in the limeade thing, right? You don't need extra stuff. I should have my own cooking
show.
Keep
it simple.
Rachel Ray's my bitch. Here's what you do. 10 ounces. And then boom, you pour it in. Now what? You mix it up. You mix it up so you get all the, you get it all slushy. And then you put it in the Margaritaville blender, I've decided. If you don't have a margarita blender, just get your own regular blender. Fill it with ice, pour the goo in there. Now the goo might be too much for the blender. That's okay, you've got extra, that's good. And blend it all up and then give it to your friends. They will love you for it. That's the greatest thing in the world. Devil's Margarita, blend it. Oh.
Happiness.
I miss it.
Lovely.
I miss it. Okay, number four. We've talked about this a little bit before. People watching at several places on the Strip. And I say people watching because it's because sometimes they're not wearing as much clothes. I like that. It's prettier.
It is not unusual to be sitting at the Strip at a restaurant outside or a bar outside and watch someone in their bathing suit just walking down the
right.
Strip.
This could be the greatest country ever. Let's say it is.
And it's
our,
odd.
And some of our places, Mon Ami Gabby, right, which is a fancy French restaurant. And also the Sugar Factory. Both of those are at Paris. They both
yeah,
are.
My favorite one. On here.
They're both right on the Strip. Well, that's good because I've only got four of those or five. Yeah. So you can give me one of yours too. Bon Ami Gabby, Sugar Factory on Paris. Awesome. Probably the best. Wait a minute. Better? Maybe. Next one, Cabo Wabo at Planet Hollywood. That's a good one because you're a little bit lifted up, so you can kind of look down on people. They don't block your view. It's also got a great view of the Bellagio fountains. And then Diablo's Cantina. We don't go there very often, but that's on the other side, a little bit souther. Great open, you know, Mexican cantina thing. What's your favorite place?
Lavo.
Lavo. Lavo. Lavo's good, right. It's harder
but
to see people,
outside
though.
At Serendipity, too, at Caesars. They have that outside place, and there's that frozen drink place at Caesars.
Lavo's a little too high for me. I like to be a little bit lower.
Hmm.
So you can, and a little bit closer to the action. It's a little bit separated from me.
Yeah, I get that.
Although Lavo's got a good view of the completely ruined pirate show.
Yes, that's true.
That used to be great, and now it's completely crap.
44:30.
Oh, here we go. Okay, and finally, my favorite reason for loving summer is that when I streak, it's more impressive.
You forgot two things.
This is better because it's not cold out. You get it?
My birthday and our anniversary.
No, that's... That would be the favorite seven. and our birthday, your birthday, and our anniversary. And when I streak, I'm not hung like a chiclet like it is in the winter. Okay, that's it. Quick break, and then we'll, no break. Let's do, I'm at 45. Damn it. All right. You know, if you want to reach out to us, there are several ways to do it. There's no rush now. There's no rush. Hi, Scott Wiener, Vegas Video Network. Hey, if you want to reach out to us and you're not in a hurry, you should watch our show. Because, oh, look at this. Christina and Brad's like writing fail in the live chat. These are great people. These are my people. I don't recognize anybody who writes in a black lettering anymore. just not going to do it. Hell of it. If you want to reach out to us several ways, you could do email onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Let's say you want to hear your own dulcet tones on our show. I wish you would. Maybe you could practice your karaoke on our show. That'd be great. Just hit that little red tab on the side. Clickety, click, click. Next thing you know, a little thing pops up and says start recording. You got to have a microphone connected to your computer. And, of course, our very favorite of all is live chat. We're here live every Tuesday night at about 6 o'clock or so, depending on when Melissa shows up or not. But we're actually starting at 6 anyways. Yeah, we started before 6 today, talking about all kinds of stuff, including what crunk means. Right? And hey, if you don't catch us live, you can catch us on Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube, and Roku, one of the coolest things ever. Watch us without having a computer. Is it possible? Yes, with Roku. Do we do it? We do it. Matter of fact, on my Facebook page, I was watching some of our Roku stuff, and I actually took a picture and said, I'm watching some stuff on my TV.
On Friday, you watched Roku all night.
I did. Roku's it. We're going to break the cable. We're going to break it. We're going to break the cable.
And we're did you cancel it?
Yet? Not yet. Let's not get carried away. I got to get the antenna first, and then we'll do that. I didn't want to just break it and you go, hey, how come I've got no fucking TV?
I'd be well, like, oh, I need some instruction.
I have to buy an antenna.
It's going to take me a while, you know.
Live chat. Been on Roku for 2 years, says Hugh, and he loves it. That's cool. All right. Okay. Let's, hey, are you ready for listener email? Are you ready for viewer listener email?
I'm dying.
Let's
to
do
see it.
No, let's just go. Let's just do it.
It's go time, Jacob.
It's go time, Jacob. This is part of the show where if you send us an email, we'll actually read it. If it's done by a man or a male figure, I'll read it. If it's done by a female or a woman figure, then Melissa will read it. By the way, I'm very proud of Jackie who writes, let's see how smart he is, paying attention to the comments that were going on before the big show. All right. This one comes from Roman.
Roman!
Remember Roman?
Oh, my God.
Roman writes.
We were wondering what happened to Roman.
We thought he might be dead.
We didn't know.
We thought he was probably...
put in the child...
Protective services.
Home.
Or he was in detention. Or he was put in timeout for watching our show. We weren't really sure whatever
happened
to him.
Parents sent him away.
Exactly. Roman says, howdy. Apparently he's from Texas now. I could not find another email. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to drop a line again to say hello. It's Roman. It's been a long time since I have talked to you guys. Today I randomly thought of you two and wanted to email you guys. Ha ha! Fun fact, I just turned 21.
Oh my God!
This last Sunday. And here's what's funny about that.
When he's 21?
Yeah, when we started the show back in 2006, Roman was a big fan. And he was writing us pretty constantly. And we started to get a little concerned, like, you know.
Do your parents know?
Yeah, do you know? Because back then it was just, you know, audio only, and there was some cussing. It got a little nutty every once in a while. And we're like, you know, I started to get a little worried, you know, that Roman was going to get in trouble, or I was going to get this call. Yeah, hello? Yeah, hi, are you Scott? I am. Well, I'm Roman's dad, and I'm going to come and kick your ass. Hey, wrong number. Click. So I was really starting to worry about that. I'm like, well.
We had to give Roman a little counseling, didn't we?
So, yeah.
Because we had kids of our own, so, you know.
Right, so fun fact, I just turned 21 this last Sunday, and now I'm ready to enjoy Vegas for what I wanted to do, which is clubbing and food. So Roman's going to go to excess.
You know, when is it coming?
I don't know. We got to keep him out of, well, never mind.
Oh, my God.
I am going to be out there when two of my favorite DJs come into town. I'm not sure.
Well, who are those?
Didn't say.
Like Deadmau5, probably.
Probably Deadmau5, which is actually not spelled right either. Why can't these people spell?
Oh, my God. We have to go meet Roman,
right,
don't you think?
I'm going to buy him around. I'm going to get Roman drunk. That's not right.
I can't believe he is 21.
Hope you both have a wonderful day, Roman. So,
Roman,
dig that.
This did is you somebody, email me back?
I did.
Oh my God!
I said, quit bothering me. Your dad has you know, put out a restraining order. I can't talk to you.
I am so. That just made my day, Roman. Well, happy 21st.
That's right. Huey's got it. We'll get crunked at Frankie's Tiki Room with Roman. Come on, Roman. Let's get crunked. And he'll go, I know what that is. I'll go, good, whisper it in my ear, because I still don't know what it means. All right.
To help the old dude out.
How cool is that? This is a guy who's been watching us or listening to us since 2006. He's one of our very first
and
listeners.
And he was just a young kid then, and now he's 21.
All right.
So that's awesome.
We're going to go Roman with Roman. Roman with Roman. Shit, that's pretty cool, Jackie.
I know. I wonder what he does now. Did he say, like, is he working? Does he go to school?
Like, newer billionaire.
Gigolo.
Jacob thinks he's a gigolo.
He's crunking.
He's crunking with his gigolo buddies.
Well, Roman, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet you.
He's a pimp. Our live chat thing, he's a Roman pimp.
Didn't that make your day?
Yeah, it was funny. I just thought it was great. I mean, I'm like, what the? How about that?
I love it.
I checked the restraining order. It was cleared. I could email him back.
That's awesome.
All right. So that's it. Hey, thanks everybody for playing along with us this week. I didn't make the under. I really thought I was going to make it. I really did. I think we got off on track where? Oh, at the beginning. I don't know. I think you talked a little bit longer than you normally do. That was probably it. Anyways, thanks to our live studio audience. What? We're going to pick somebody of our live studio audience in the near future, and we're going to bring them up there and get them a date. Who knew? How exciting is that? And then we're going to... I can't say those nasty things.
What were you going to say?
Something about sex. Sorry. Maybe. No?
And I'll
this
get it
is
later.
The stare I get when I do something wrong. God, I'm getting it from both sides.
Good.
That's not good. I'm sorry.
You did
she's
so
actually,
well.
She's like, yeah.
You did so well.
She loves it. All right. And of course, thanks to the best live chat in the world. Boom! Love you guys, you live chatteries. All right.
Chatters.
And that's it. With that, we'll see. I think we're going to take next week off. I've decided. And so we're going to. And then we'll be back in maybe 2 weeks. Well, maybe. I have to go to the bathroom, I would say. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Do 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 do